let us just actually we could start, and then we have the kirtan in between. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pajarine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskatya de satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Jaitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Shivasadi Govaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki Jaya Jaya Hari Dasa Jaya Jaya Hari Dasa Jaya Jaya Hari Dasa Hari Das Thakur. My dear devotees, today we will discuss about the life and the teachings of Srila Haridas Thakur, who was made by Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the Namacharya, that is the great teacher of the holy name. If there is a singular personality who can teach both by his profound knowledge as well as by his amazing example, what is the essential point in chanting Hare Krishna? It is many, many teachers, but if we have to make a choice, we will have to ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu why he made Haridas Thakur the Namacharya of the holy name. My dear devotees, Haridas Thakur would chant not less than 192 rounds a day. 192 rounds. Who of you has ever tried to chant 64 rounds? Raise your hands. Not so difficult. Who of you have ever chanted 128 rounds? Oh, no one is left. No. I'm not doing this to get a Hari ball. Who could even imagine to chant 192 rounds? It is inconceivable. When I was in Vrindavan, yes, I tried to chant extra rounds, but after some time, you reach your limit. It is not possible, my dear devotees, for a human being to chant every day 192 rounds. It's simply not possible, because it would mean that you rest only 2 hours a day, no? And do all the other things which you have to do, cleaning, eating, hygiene, what else? Worrying. Emails. In no time, practically. Because what is left, if you sleep 2 hours a day, huh? And then cut from these 2 hours more time, you will become a mental wreck. It's simply not possible to chant these number of rounds in a mechanical way without an ecstasy of love of God. Yet we hear that when Haridas Thakur, who chanted early, started his quota early in the morning and then went with a few naps in between, maybe one nap or two nap, to the next morning, when he saw the sun rising, he said, "This is not fair. The sun was just there. Now again the sun is there. What a crazy sun has come too fast." He didn't notice that a whole day had passed and a whole night had passed. He was surprised at the sunrise. He thought it's inordinate, inappropriate, not the time for the sunrise. Haridas Thakur is an example of someone who had done Kajali Karan with the name. What is Kajali Karan? Kajali Karan is an alchemistical process whereby you mix two substances which are usually very difficult to mix. That's sulfur and mercury. You mix it by applying again and again the rotational movement of a pestle and grind it over a stone. So Let me explain the analogy of Rupa Goswami. Only when you mix your mind with the holy name can you chant 192 rounds. But this is very difficult to mix. Have you ever noticed you try to bring the holy name in the mind, but then the mind goes somewhere else? Doesn't mix, doesn't become one. Have you ever had the experience you sit down and you really want to chant and want to keep the holy name in your heart, but either your heart is gone somewhere else or the holy name is somewhere else? They seem to not mix. Just like sulfur and mercury usually don't mix. You can't make them one. The mercury always pearls out and sneaks away. But there is a way to do it. If you grind it on a wooden stone, and then grind it and grind it and grind it, and finally it becomes one substance called Kajali Karan. So, what, my dear devotees, do you think is Haridas Thakur's secret so that he could make the mind one with the holy names? What do you think is his secret? What is the grinding stone? What is the pestle? What is the rotational movement? Someone has said love. Complete surrender. Tulsi, how do you think will this become ever one, the mind? And it's a good question, isn't it? Determination, says Tulsi with a failing voice. I cannot hear. Bhakti, yes. Yes. Mercy. Humility. Faith. My dear devotees, the answer to this question is given by you from many perspectives, but the perspective which is most explanatory, which gives the most satisfying answer, is humility. Only a person who is very, very humble can experience that the mind doesn't run away any longer from the holy name. Only a person who is genuinely humble can experience a deep relish with the holy name. Someone who is not humble, like most of us, will always experience how the holy name runs away from his mind, like mercury, which never mixes with anything else, but just pearls away and runs away. The secret of Haridas Thakur is deep humility. And how this is so, I would like to explain to you in a few words. Do you know who Haridas Thakur was before being Haridas Thakur? Advaita Acharya. Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe. He did a terrible mistake. What did he do? He stole Krishna's childhood friends and cows away from Krishna in order to see what would he do now, Krishna. If he is God, he will be able to do something against my thievery and theft. What did Krishna do? You know everything. He expanded into all the stolen cowherd boys and cowherd friends. Just zip! He expanded into Vishnu forms, and the Vishnu forms expanded into cowherd boys. And later, when Brahma came to see what did Krishna do after I stole his dear friends from him, Krishna, first of all, deceived Brahma. Brahma only could see the same boys and cows, and he thought, well, what is wrong? I thought I stole them. I'm sure I stole them. Am I becoming a little bit absent-minded? And then, when he was having self-doubts, those expanded coward boys and coward boyfriends expanded into four-armed Vishnu. Vishnu's plural number. Brahma saw this and fainted. Enough with my superiority. Afterwards, he came to Krishna and said, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that I dared to challenge your mystical power by my thievery. Please excuse me. Do you know what Krishna did? Yes, someone said it. He ignored Brahma. Have you ever been ignored by God? I think we couldn't imagine such a sad thing. Brahma, when he was ignored by Krishna, became absolutely depressed. He cried with his four faces and eight eyes. There was a lot of water. He washed the lotus feet of the Lord and said, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. And Krishna still ignored him. Because Krishna cannot tolerate one thing. If someone separates him from his dear devotees, Krishna becomes very disturbed. He was silent. Then Brahma again made an attempt and he said, please, tell me what I should do. Krishna said, go on Brajmanda Parikram. Go to the places where I played with my devotees. Brahma did this journey and felt still very bad and said, please, I feel you have not forgiven me. Please destroy my pride. Krishna said, okay, become a Haridas who's born in a Muslim family. Now, this was very intelligent. The Muslims reacted very strongly when Brahma was born as Haridas and enchanted. The Muslims, you know, were extremely disturbed at that, and they began to act against Haridas. They finally had him, wanted to kill him by beating him to death publicly. It was a public lashing. The Hindus also didn't want to associate with Haridas because they thought he is a Muslim. So Haridas was lonely, 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 lonely. No one liked him. His own Muslim community expelled him, and the Hindus also expelled him. He was an outcast. And that made him a lot of... that made him very, very humble. And from this position, Haridas Thakur chanted 64 rounds in his mind every day. And he never lost one name. He chanted in a whispering voice, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, oh Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Haridas Thakur became very ecstatic. I have some eyewitness account here. And he chanted the last thing loud. Haridas wandered. We will hear how Haridas did. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Om Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Haya, haya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. A little bit more hard. Ah, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Haridas wandered continuously on the banks of the Ganga. He was happily chanting Krishna,
Krishna!
Quite loudly. Haridas is the first amongst those who were detached from sensuality. Incessantly he filled his fortunate mouth with the names of Krishna. Not even for a fraction of a moment did Govinda's name cease. He chanted Krishna,
Krishna!
Govinda,
Govinda!
Damodar,
Damodar!
Madhusudan,
Gopal!
While he was tasting bhakti from moment to moment, new feelings rose in his heart. Sometimes he danced all by himself. Sometimes he roared like a lion. This is like a pussycat. Sometimes he loudly cried tears of ecstasy. Sometimes he laughed outlandishly. Sometimes he shouted out ferociously, Hari Bol! Sometimes he fainted, falling hard to the ground. One moment he yelled out unworldly sounds. I think we can't imitate this. The next moment he stood and gave the profoundest of commentaries. My dear devotees, tears came out of Haridas' eyes. Horripilation, laughter, fainting, sweat, all of Krishna's bhakti's perturbation. It is said, as soon as Haridas Thakur began to dance, all these symptoms arrived. and swarmed all over his body like ants. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare.
Hi, Bow!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hey, Madam Isaki.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare. My dear devotees, Haridas Thakur was totally obsessed by the feelings of transcendental ecstasy, which came to him as a gift because he was sincerely humble. We will now see a theater play which will talk about a subject matter which is very important: relations, relationships to people and relationships to Krishna. Haridas Thakur had a relationship to Krishna. And after the theater play, I will tell you something which you will not forget for the rest of your life. I will tell you how you can become humble by the earthquake meditation. Hare Krishna.
More? Wonderful, you are so talented. This should all appear in British TV. It's very nice that you did make these dramas, which I think showed us quite well the expectations which we have in relationships and the actual outcome of relationships which are not matching our expectations. I really think spiritual life can only start when we become aware that our relationship to Krishna is the most important. And in the thing which we will hear now, now it's my last talk, then I will be able to go to the question and answer session. I want to highlight this, why we can say that the relationship to Krishna is the only rewarding. Let us turn back to Haridas Thakur. We said he was able to chant so many rounds because of what? Yes, deep humility. Yes, you have really learned it. Now, have you ever seen people who act as if they are humble and you somehow feel it's a show, it's a fake? Have you met such people? And what was your reaction? It felt goofy, isn't it? It felt, oh my God, why are they acting as if they are humble? And when the life comes a little bit and piques them a little bit, they flare up in rage. My dear devotees, it's possible to fake or to cheat on humility in the sense that you can make an external show. But what you cannot do is, you can never make a show of tolerance. When life's situation come at you, when upsetting things come, things where your plans were foiled, you cannot pretend tolerance. Only a very humble person can also be tolerant. And this is the example of Haridas Thakur. Now, I think you all know the Muslims became so outraged when they lived with Haridas, who was doing this ecstatic kirtan performance on the bank of the Ganga River. They were so agitated that finally they pulled him before the Qazi. The Qazi condemned or judged Haridas to be flogged at 22 marketplaces. The whips were coming down on Haridas. They cut into his soft flesh. But Haridas, who was so humble, was also very tolerant. He just continued to chant and dance, raising his arms in the sky and just being extremely ecstatic. Finally, the people in the village came and they fell at the feet of Haridas Thakur's torturers and say, please kill me, or please take everything away from my home, but leave the saint Haridas alone. But the Muslim soldiers continued to beat Haridas. Haridas, however, was not in the slightest bit disturbed. He was truly tolerant. A little later, maybe 3 months, no, actually it was a year later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared and Haridas Thakur came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, my dear Haridas, do you remember when you were whipped? Haridas said, yes, my lord. Haridas, did you feel any pain? Haridas Thakur said, no, my lord. Do you know, asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why you didn't feel any pain? And as he was asking this question, Gauranga Mahaprabhu turned around. More and more and more. And showed his back to Haridas. And Haridas saw that on the golden body of Gauranga Mahaprabhu were the signs of the whip. Streams left, right, X, Y, everywhere. Streams. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu explained, Haridas, I took the whips upon myself. When I saw how the demons wanted to torture you and how they were about to kill you by beating the life of you, I wanted to send my Sudarshan Chakra from Vaikuntha to destroy those demons. But I couldn't. You were praying. Oh my Lord, please forgive these ignorant sinners. They are beating me. But they don't know better. Please forgive them. So said Gauranga, I could not send my Sudarshan. I couldn't punish them because you did not want this. Therefore I had no alternative. I had to take the beating upon myself. My dear devotees, dear friends of Krishna, dear Pandava Senas, someone who humbly serves the Lord by chanting His holy name does not have to think about solving problems. For a person who takes shelter in that one relationship, the relationship with Krishna, and turns to Him, even in a situation of despair, that person is personally protected by Krishna. This is what Haridas Thakur experienced, and this is what he can tell us. This humble service, this humble mood of taking shelter, is the treasure of Krishna consciousness. What is the use of marching in pride as a superstar? What is the use of being appreciated and admired by a world of ignorant people? Better is to turn humbly to Krishna. Once Haridas Thakur came into a prison. It was the night before he was flogged. The prisoners were all political prisoners whom the government of Bengal, which was Muslim at that time, had locked away. And they came to Haridas and asked him for a blessing. Do you know what Haridas told them? He said, may you always remain like this. The prisoners couldn't understand. What? We have turned to you to become free from prison and you are telling us, may you always remain like this. And then Haridas gave his profound answer. I didn't mean you should stay in prison. I meant that you should stay humble, like now. Because the real treasures of Krishna consciousness are not given to those who think everything is all right. The real treasures are given to those humble souls who turn to the Lord in a feeling of worthlessness, in a feeling of taking absolute shelter. These people are taken care of by Krishna. You will be freed in one day or 2 days or 3 days. My blessing was, stay humble even then. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Haridas Thakur ki.
There's a very famous verse with which I would like to close. When Haridas Thakur was told that he would be cruelly executed before everyone who knew him, he would be whipped on the marketplace, he said something very important. The Kazi had said, stop chanting. But he answered,
Kanda kanda hoy deha, jaya jadi pran. Tabu ami vadanena chari harinam esa bajivera Krishna garaha prasad mora drohe na hoe sababara.
Even if my body is cut into pieces and I lose my life, I will never give up chanting the Lord's holy name. O Krishna, please be merciful upon these poor souls. Kindly excuse them for their offense of torturing me. My dear devotees, let us learn determination in chanting. Let us learn to be compassionate to all living beings. Let us learn to become humble so that we can always chant the holy name of Krishna. This path will bring you to success. It is the path accepted by the great personalities.
Srila Haridas Thakur ki. Srila Haridas Thakur ki. Srila Haridas Thakur ki. Gaura Premanandi. Hari 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 Bo.
Thank you.
Sita Shakti ki.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Mind when you were saying today the emotion and the way that you're portraying it, I was